Brad Gray joins us from Racing New South Wales. I reckon, Brad, you'll be tuning in to see anybody, whether they're a horse or a greyhound, win 16 in a row. They've got to be pretty good.
Oh, 100%. It's great for the sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
An animal like that, no matter what code.
Let's get your top three for Randwick tomorrow, and we start in race two.
Yeah, that's all right. Victorum, I'm not alone in tipping this bloke. You can see the avalanche of money that's come with Tab, and he's into $2 now, and I wouldn't be surprised if he started well into the red. He just keeps tumbling and tumbling, so I'd encourage punters to get on and take the black odds whilst it's still there. It's very easy to find this horse. What he's done to date has been fantastic. He's three starts in. He should have won on debut, but he buck jumped. You go and watch the replay and did a remarkable job to finish fourth after giving an enormous start. Since then, he won well. He won well again. He was posted wide. He beat Runaway. He was a really nice animal in itself. It's measured up in some nice races. And that recent barrier trial that we saw from him, I think, stamped him as the real deal. He was under a throttle hold from regular rider Ben Looker, and it was behind Music Magnate, who, of course, is a Group 1 winner. So I think we can take a line through that and suggest that he should be far too good for highway handicaps. And I know, speaking to Ben Looker throughout the week, that they're looking at the Country Championship Series. So if that's on their radar, I'd expect him to be one of the horses to beat if he gets there in one piece.
Well, he's been four opened up with Tab Fixed Odds, and as you say, he's right now $2, so they've really launched there. That's race two, number six in tomorrow's Tab Highway. Now, Angela Davies has scratched Machine Gun Jubs from race eight to run in race five with a far better barrier.
Yeah, it's a nice race for this animal, and I think it slipped under the radar as far as the odds go. Machine Gun Jubs, $9. I think that's a terrific price. Angela Davies trained mare, as you said, and she beat Times of War two starts back, and Times of War is a $4.40 chance. I think there's a crazy discrepancy in the prices there. There is a 2.5 kilo weight swing, but I don't think it's enough to warrant that big of a price discrepancy. Machine Gun Jubs has run fifth since, but that was on a heavy track, and as she's shown in the past, it's a surface she isn't overly fond of. So I think she can bounce back on top of the ground and from the cozy inside draw, as you mentioned before. And as a precedence, we can go back to her last campaign where she struggled home into a long last in the provincial championships on a heavy. Next start, good three. She bounces straight back and runs second to Bonnie O'Reilly by half a length and actually beat In Times of War again in that race. It ran third. So I think we can take the early each-way price there about Machine Gun Jubs.
Okay, currently at $9, as you say there. That's race five, number two. And you're going back to a horse. I think you fancied it, or certainly many people did at its last run, going around in race six tomorrow.
Sedanza. I think you'd be very brave to tip against this. Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott train mare at the moment. She's in the form of her life. She's got this brilliant turn of foot, and Rachel King, of course, gets on so well with her. She's starting to creep up a little bit in the weights, having won 5 from 11, but I think she's still got another benchmark winner in her before she tackles stakes grade. That'll be next start when she takes on the Belle of the Turf, which is obviously a Group 3 race. So interested to see how she goes in that race. But first, I think she can get the chocolates again here. As I touched on, Rachel King knows this mare really well, even rides her in track work. She'll have a stalking the speed. She'll unleash that turn of foot, and I don't think any of her rivals can match it, including Dreamforce, who's drawn wide but should be able to cross easily enough. I still think she can run down Dreamforce at the finish. And I know Tab are dangling the carrot there at the price, so I think $3.30 is reasonable odds too.
Okay, $3.30 it is. So running through them, Brad Gray, his three best for Randwick tomorrow, returning there. Race two, number six. Race five, number two. And race six, number two. And as I said at the start, Brad's going to be back in around half an hour, just under half an hour, with Simon Denopoulos to look at the Randwick Quaddie tomorrow. So certainly stick around for that. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Yeah, no worries. Just on Victorum too, reports coming through that the owners knocked back $1 million offer. So luck to the owners.
Yeah, I actually heard that. Might have been this morning with the boys. Yeah, it's a lot of money to knock back, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. So obviously they've got an enormous opinion of it. So best of luck to them, having so much faith in the animal.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew. Best of luck to the punters.